Thank you so much for joining today with Marilyn and Sarah. We are so very, very happy to have you with us today. And partners, I just want to give you a special shout out. Thank you again and again for helping us to cover the earth with the word and connect everyone to the heart of God. We couldn't do what we do without you as our partner. So thank you so, so very much. And I want to share an encouraging testimony with you. I read this and I thought, whew, this will really stir up your faith. Rosina called our ministry to receive prayer for her daughter and son-in-law. She was praying that they would get pregnant and be able to afford a house. After receiving prayer, she called back and said that her daughter is pregnant and they just moved. I share that testimony with you because I think not only does it encourage your faith, but I want to encourage you as well to hop on the phone, get on the website, and give us the opportunity and privilege to get to pray for you. I know that God answers prayer, and no matter what the need is in your life, God answers prayer. You can have big needs, little needs, health needs, financial needs. You can have relationship or emotional needs, but it's regardless of what your need is, God answers prayer. So give us the privilege and opportunity to get to pray with and for you for the needs in your life. And in just a few moments, we're going to be joining a really cool interview with Michelle Bingston, who wrote a book called Breaking Anxiety's Grip. Are you anxious? Do you have panic attacks? You know anybody that does? Hello. This is a phenomenal interview for you to watch. And during this interview, Isabel, my daughter, is joining us. I'm so excited because among the three of us, I feel very confident that God is going to minister to you, encourage you, and give you hope to overcome anxiety in your life and the lives of people you love and relatives and friends. So thank you for joining us now with this very powerful interview.
You are not alone. Jesus loves you so much. I know in my life, I've struggled with depression and I was in a depressive season where I felt like there was no one around me and no one could help me. But Jesus revealed to me that he had never left me. You are not alone, Isabel, he said. And that one sentence changed my entire life. And so if you feel alone, if you've never prayed to ask Jesus to come into your heart, or if you have and you want to pray this again, I invite you to pray with me. Say, Jesus, I thank you right now for the opportunity to get to worship you, the opportunity to get to love you. I receive your love. I receive your relationship. I receive your companionship, and I want to be in relationship with you. Jesus, would you come into my heart? Would you be Lord of my life? I submit it all to you. I submit my future. I submit my past and my present. Jesus, I love you. I chase after you. I desire you, and I want you to be my best friend. We thank you and we praise you. In your name we pray, Jesus. Amen.
We are so, so very happy to have you with us. And I'm excited to have Isabel, my daughter, with us today. And we have an amazing guest, Michelle Bingston. No T. It's Swedish.
You're right. I'm so glad to be here.
So nice to
see
you.
Thank you.
I know, I was practicing off camera so I could say it right on camera. And then, like, obviously, the law.
I answer to anything.
Yeah. Sorry.
It's okay.
But, Michelle, you have a cool book called Breaking Anxiety's Grip. And if you're watching right now, seriously, I bet you might have some anxiety, some worry, some stress, some fears, some insecurities, and we want to pray for you. So hop on the phone, get on the website, of course. But also, Michelle, give us a little bit of your background. I mean, you wrote this book and we're going to get into it. Super powerful. But what's some of your background to qualify you to write on this?
I am a board-certified clinical neuropsychologist, which most people are like, what is that? It's kind of like the best parts of a neurologist, a psychologist, and a psychiatrist all kind of wrapped into one. So I'm a professional that someone would come to if there's a question about any potential brain inefficiency. So I see patients who struggle with ADHD, learning disabilities, after they've had a head injury or a stroke, or in the older population I get referrals for, is someone struggling from depression or is it dementia? So I've been in the field for over 30 years, but really what qualifies me to write the book is that I've not only seen it from a professional side, but I've walked through the valley of anxiety and found freedom from it.
Hmm. And what did that look like for you?
That was hard. That was hard. I grew up in a family that was filled with anxiety. When I go back to family reunions, it's like walking into a self-help group for people who struggle with anxiety. But for me, it looked like crying every day on the way to work, having a boulder in the pit of my stomach, and just not sure that I was capable of handling the day. Mm. And getting to a point where I just had to turn to the Lord and say, this is not from you. There has to be a better way. Show me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And when you talk about anxiety, in my mind, you know, I don't struggle with anxiety, right? No big deal. But what does it look like? I mean, what are some indications? What are some signs that there's anxiety?
I think a lot of people don't realize that they struggle with anxiety. And anxiety can be anything from thinking, oh, I'm just afraid that, or saying to a friend, oh, I'm just worried about, or I'm just anxious that. For me, anxiety shows up the most when I found myself thinking, what if?
Yeah.
What if? And it could be the mildest things, from what if I'm not on time to this meeting? Because I was anxious about being late and not giving a good impression, to what if I lose my husband just like I lost my father? You know, it runs the gamut. And I think that's why most people don't realize that they struggle with anxiety, because they look at the catastrophic and think, oh, well, I don't deal with that. But anxiety, worry, fear is really any time that we're not fully putting our trust in God.
Mm-hmm. And if you're watching right now and you're struggling with anxiety or what ifs, right? The big things, the little things. If you're watching right now and there's worry in your life, and you know, you just find yourself kind of, I like this word, it's cogitating, right? You circle around the same thing and it's like, please hop on the phone, get on the website. We want to pray for you. We know that God has answers. And you know, there's a scripture in Philippians that says, the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. And we want to pray that for you. And of course, when you do, grab your copy of Breaking Anxiety Script. Isabel, what do you think?
Well, I think it's interesting because you talked about how there was a lot of anxiety in your family and you kind of grew up in that. Mom doesn't have anxiety, but anxiety is something that I've struggled with. So do you think it could be genetic?
I think there are a lot of different contributors to anxiety, and I don't think it's possible for us to fully tease out the cause in any one person's life. Because if there is a family history of anxiety, especially in a first degree relative or a second degree, so parents or grandparents, we know statistically there is a greater likelihood that someone may experience anxiety. Mm-hmm. But then we also have the environmental factors. We have modeling that happens, you know, well-intentioned parents saying things like, don't touch that, you might get hurt.
Yeah.
And that can fuel anxiety in a child when they don't understand where it's coming from. But then we also have things that happen to us. And then, of course, we also have the enemy of our soul.
Right.
And we cannot underestimate the impact, because scripture says, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and sound mind. There is a spirit of fear, and he would love nothing more than to get us entangled in worry, fear, and anxiety, so that we look more at our circumstances than we look at God.
Mm-hmm. That's so real. Mm-hmm. And how do you think spiritual warfare plays into battling anxiety?
I don't think we give enough emphasis on the importance of spiritual warfare. Every book I've written has brought about huge spiritual warfare. When this book came out, my husband and I were on our way to an oncology appointment for him. He's had cancer 3 times, and we were in the car driving to the oncologist when I got a phone call from my doctor. And I thought they were just confirming an appointment. So I answered, and they're like, I'm so sorry, Dr. Bankson, to tell you this, but you have cancer and we need to schedule surgery
you
right now.
You have not your husband, you have
me.
Wow.
And I was like, wait, what? No, they have the wrong person. No, I feel fine. What? And they're like, Dr. Bankson, are you there? I said, yeah, I'm sorry. We need to schedule surgery. Can we do that now? I'm like, I'm so sorry. No, I'm on my way to an oncology appointment for my husband. I'm going to have to call you back when I can pay attention. And as we walked in to that appointment and sat in the waiting room and just held hands, I thought, God, you have just given me the prescription for how to handle this. I do not need to go into worry, fear, and anxiety. I can rest in your peace, because even though this has taken me by surprise, this didn't take you by surprise. So I'm going to put my trust in you instead of putting my trust in this diagnosis. And it made all the difference. Not that I didn't still have to wrestle now and then, and he had to remind me, wait a minute, where are you putting your faith?
Yeah.
But in his sovereignty, he had just given me the prescription for that season of my life.
Wow. Mm-hmm. The timing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You might be watching right now, and maybe you've received a diagnosis from the doctor, and you're like, ugh. And some of us, you know, we have like family generational stuff, you know, and proclivities and, you know, all this stuff. But we want to encourage you to hop on the phone, get on the website. We want to pray for you, that God would be very present in this diagnosis time, and that fear, worry, and anxiety don't sabotage your view, your perspective, your constant focus on God. So please hop on the phone, get on the website. We'd love to pray for you. And you know, if you had to think about one thing, like some, you feel worry, anxiety creeping around the edges, what would you tell us to do?
I would say to pay attention to the voice that you're listening to. Are you listening to the voice of the enemy? Are you rehashing prior experiences that brought about worry, fear, and anxiety? Or are you listening to the voice of the Holy Spirit, who has come to remind us of all truth? God is faithful. Even this morning, as I was getting ready for our time together, I thought, you know, I woke up not feeling great. The altitude is different here. And I thought, but wait a minute. I have gotten through every difficult circumstance in my life 100% of the time. That is God's faithfulness. He has been faithful up till today. So I have no reason to doubt that he would not be faithful today and through today.
Yeah. And it's that feed on the faithfulness of God.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
And the Bible talks about that, and consistently keeping your minds and focusing on the faithfulness of God. And we would love to pray for you. You know, life happens. Bad things happen. Kids, you know, parents, jobs, health issues, you know, relationships. Life happens. And if we're not careful, we fall into that pit of worry, fear, anxiety, you know? So hop on the phone, get on the website. We want to pray for you, because no matter what happens, God is present with us and can bring us through any hardship.
Are you struggling with anxiety, worrying about your children, job, health, or finances? Do the news and social media feed your fears and cause more anxiety? For your gift of $29 or more, we will send you Breaking Anxiety's Grip by Dr. Michelle Bengston. Through personal stories and practical insights, she reminds you of your identity in Christ and the peace he promises. This book will provide tools that equip you to overcome anxiety and reclaim God's peace. We will also send you Marilyn's Breaking Free from Fear mini book and our abundant 4-CD teaching set filled with faith-building insights to strengthen your walk with God. For your gift of $79 or more, we will include our healing prayer shawl. This powerful piece will enhance your study and prayer time and help you enter into his presence to receive healing. Use the power of love and a sound mind and live in God's peace. Call or click today for this life-changing offer. Marilyn and Sarah have been covering the earth with the word on television for over 50 years. But television isn't the only way their ministry can be viewed. Today, with Marilyn and Sarah can be seen on platforms such as YouTube, Roku, Fire TV, as well as podcasts on iTunes and Google. It's easier than ever to be encouraged with God's work at home, work, or on the go. You can replay any program at any time. Tune in and be blessed. Together, we are impacting thousands of lives with the truth, compassion, and power of God's Word. When you become a $30 a month partner, we'll send you the Jehovah Rapha oil vial with oil prayed over by Marilyn and Sarah, the Key to More Miracles book, the Majesty Coffee Table book featuring beautiful representations of the names of God, and more. Call or click today to become a partner and help us cover the earth with the word and connect everyone to the heart of God.
Welcome back to Today with Marilyn and Sarah. We're so glad that you're getting to join us. We're talking with Michelle Bankson today, and she and I were talking a little bit about anxiety in the break, and I really want to minister to you right now. There are some of you watching who you have debilitating anxiety about situations in your family, situations with your kids, situations with your siblings, with your parents even, and the Lord wants you to get healing for that today. So go ahead, get on the phones, go on our website. We want to pray for you to get free from anxiety in your family. And Michelle, we were talking about the what if part of anxiety and how anxiety can overwhelm you with all these what if questions. And you brought up Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden.
Because don't you think that that's what they asked? Once they took the fruit and they experienced the shame and hid, don't you think they asked, what if God sees us in our nakedness?
Wow.
As if God hadn't already created them naked and unashamed and walked with them every day. But that's how the enemy works. First of all, the enemy tempts us to get into worry, fear, and anxiety, and then he shames us for it.
Wow.
He doesn't play fair. So when he tempts us to go into the what ifs, or he tempts us to feel ashamed and condemned, those are a couple of really good indicators that we're trapped under the yoke of worry, fear, and anxiety. But God wants to break that. He didn't give us that spirit. He gave us his power. He gave us perfect love, and he gave us a sound mind. And those are three crucial weapons that I don't think we really appreciate the power of until we're faced with it and start calling upon it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And when you talk about those three like weapons, power, love, sound mind, how would we employ those?
It's appreciating that God has already, when we receive Christ, his power comes upon us. He tells us that we will do even greater things than he will do. Well, it's not in our own strength. It's not in our own power. It's by the power of the Holy Spirit. So we have to recognize there is power just calling on the name of Jesus. Some of my most powerful prayers are when I've just said, Jesus, help me. Because that is enough. Mm. And Satan hates it when we use the name of Jesus. There's power in his blood. There's power praying with expectation that God will answer. Scripture tells us that perfect love casts out all fear. It's receiving and recognizing and standing in the fact that we are perfectly loved, not for what we do, but for whose we are. And God doesn't condemn us when we get into worry, fear, and anxiety. There's a reason that he said over 300 times, fear not, be anxious for nothing, don't worry about tomorrow, because he knew that we would struggle. So he's not condemning us, but he's saying, wait a minute, I have a better way. And then we have a sound mind. We have the mind of Christ. I remember one time I was getting ready to speak, and a friend was helping me with PowerPoint. I can write a lot of words, but technology is not really my thing. And she was saying, Michelle, I just need to know what it is that you're trying to communicate in these slides. I'm like, I don't know. I'm just so stupid. Well, my son, who was about 10 years old at the time, was sitting at the breakfast table working on homework at the same time. And he looked up and he said, only if you receive that, Mom. And in that moment, I was like, no, you're so right. I am not stupid. I have the mind of Christ. I just need to slow down and think about what it is we're trying to communicate. But that is how quickly the thoughts come into our mind. And if we don't take every thought captive, we do receive them and we act on them. That's how the enemy plays. That's why it's so important that we're paying attention to our thoughts, that we're paying attention to the what ifs and taking them to the Lord, saying, Lord, what is it that I'm really struggling with here? Why am I struggling to trust you? And that's where he can come in and replace that worry, fear, and anxiety with his peace. I am so totally convinced worry, fear, and anxiety are not our portion. God's peace is.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Mm-hmm. And you might be listening right now and you're like, whew, man, that's so powerful. And my question to you is, what is your what if, right? What if, right? So hop on the phone, get on the website, because whatever you fill that in with, what if, that's a place where the enemy can come in and really cause chaos in your life. So hop on the phone, get on the website. We want to pray for you that God would replace the what if with power, love, and a sound mind. And you know, Michelle, you know, people who have panic attacks, well, what would you say to those of us who struggle with panic attacks?
Panic attacks are a very real phenomenon. And if you've not experienced it, it's hard to appreciate it. But panic attacks can take you to such depths of anxiety that it literally feels like you will die. But what that is an indication that your brain is flooded with cortisol. It is flooded with that adrenaline that comes about with worry, fear, and anxiety. And one of the best things that you can do is to just sit with it, breathe through it, pray through it, because it will pass, but it doesn't feel like it will. But that's an indication that anxiety is running through your brain, even if you're not cognitively aware that you're anxious.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When I was in college, I had multiple panic attacks. But one thing that I noticed is when I would talk to my friends about it, they were like, oh, yeah, we all have panic attacks. And it was very normalized. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't until I started getting therapy where I was like, oh, this doesn't have to be a part of my everyday life. And that's a lot of the attitude about anxiety right now in our culture. How do we confront that?
That is why we call anxiety the common cold of mental illness. Because if you think about it, we all come to expect a cold in wintertime, right? It's just going to happen. We have, unfortunately, all come to experience anxiety as just a normal way of life, whether we're talking mild fears or debilitating panic attacks. But it doesn't have to be that way. But part of it is, are we going to tolerate that that is part of our life? Because that is not God's best for us. And the enemy would like us to think, well, everybody experiences that, so it's just normal. And God is saying, no, but I've already won the victory over this. Are you going to walk with me through it to get there?
Mm-hmm. That is so powerful. And I would encourage you, if you're dealing with panic attacks, if you feel like you have anxiety that is overwhelming, it starts in the pit of your stomach, you may even have elevated heart rate, you can get free from that. That is not the Lord's best for you, and that should not be your normal. The Lord wants you to receive healing right now. So go on our website. We want you to give us your prayer request. Call us right now. We want to pray for you. And while you're on the phone, make sure you pick up Michelle's copy of Breaking Anxiety's Grip. This will change your life. This will bring you freedom. And one very practical tool that you have in this book is music. You have playlists at the end of every chapter yes. that you can listen to. How did you come up with that idea?
When I wrote my first book, Hope Prevails, I was in the pit of depression and a friend called. I was going through a health crisis at the time. And a friend called and said, this song was played in worship today. I think it's meant for you. And I played it and it ministered to my heart so much. And that was during a time where I could do nothing but sleep, watch sermons online, listen to praise and worship music, and pray. And music had such a profound effect on me that I thought, I want to share this with people who are going through depression or anxiety, because when you are going through those and it's severe, even doing the simple things like brushing your teeth seems like too much effort. So I didn't want to just tell people to listen to music. I wanted to provide music that I thought would be healing and helpful to them. So we've made it easy.
Yeah. I love it.
Mm-hmm. And you know, when you think about anxiety and you think about what it does and you think about kind of some of the key triggers in society, right? Because there are triggers. It can be the news, it can sometimes even the weather. What would you say to us that have some of those triggers? How do we navigate that?
It's important to know what's going on in the world around us. But it's also important to minimize the outside input. I think sometimes we pay more attention to the news, to the weather, to social media than we do to the scriptures. When my husband was first diagnosed with cancer, we decided then and there we were not going to get the newspaper anymore and we were going to stop listening to the evening news because we wanted to make sure that the input that was going in was God's truth more than what was going on. And I think that's crucial. Mm-hmm. To pay attention to God's word over and above every other input.
Mm-hmm. And being mindful of those triggers. And I just encourage you, hop on the phone, get on the website. We want to pray for you that God would absolutely come in, arrest panic, arrest anxiety, fear, worries, all that stuff, that God would come in and be more powerful and you would see God's hand and presence and peace in your life, guarding your heart and mind. Call today.
Are you struggling with anxiety, worrying about your children, job, health, or finances? Do the news and social media feed your fears and cause more anxiety? For your gift of $29 or more, we will send you Breaking Anxiety's Grip by Dr. Michelle Bengston. Through personal stories and practical insights, she reminds you of your identity in Christ and the peace He promises. This book will provide tools that equip you to overcome anxiety and reclaim God's peace. We will also send you Marilyn's Breaking Free from Fear mini book and our abundant 4-CD teaching set filled with faith-building insights to strengthen your walk with God. For your gift of $79 or more, we will include our healing prayer shawl. This powerful piece will enhance your study and prayer time and help you enter into His presence to receive healing. Use the power of love and a sound mind and live in God's peace. Call or click today for this life-changing offer.
We just finished filming an amazing interview with Michelle Bengston. Michelle, would you please pray for us and our partners?
It would be my honor. Father God, I come to you today knowing that in this world, in the chaos that surrounds us, so many struggle with worry, fear, and anxiety. But we know, Lord, that that is not your best for us. You promise us your peace. You have come to not only give us peace, but to be our peace. So, Father, I pray now for each and every one within the sound of my voice who is feeling under the shroud of worry, fear, and anxiety, Lord, that you, by the power of your Holy Spirit, would show them that you love them, you do not condemn them, but that your way is good. You have a purpose and a plan for them, and that does not consider worry, fear, and anxiety. Father, we thank you that Jesus came to give us victory over these things, over the things that threaten our peace during the day. Help us to remember that you walk with us and you walk us through it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. I completely agree. Completely agree. Thank you so much. And, you know, I just encourage you today. As we were praying, I felt like God dropped in my heart, Romans 8, there's a verse that says, the mindset on the flesh is death, but the mindset on the spirit is life and peace. Wherever you have death, where there's a lack of peace, a lack of life, then it's an indication that, oop, gotta reset, recalibrate my mind. And so we'd love to pray for you. Hop on the phone, get on the website. We know that God can absolutely bring peace where there's chaos and love where there's fear. Thank you so much for joining us. God has good things for you today.